like hella attention. Like,
only niggas that he really don't fuck with is Atlanta niggas.
Yeah, but even then, that shit kind of died down. Cause he turned more to an industry nigga now.
Yeah. So he understand that.
Yeah, cause this thing going on hella podcasts and shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
He understand New York the business side of it.
Yeah.
He fuck with New York heavy.
Yeah, they fuck with him too.
But it's cause like, bro, he New York style is Houston. Like, but not like what they wear, but I'm saying like they rap style, the ones that pop, they still Houston style, like South. Every like East Coast besides Biggie that got big, they use the Houston style. Like they use Scarface style, they use down South, they use Outkast style. Like
you right, Scarface.
Yeah, like they just,
and they really their blueprint.
Niggas, you know,
niggas don't know about that Scarface.
They don't know about Scarface, man. That's know. What I'm saying. A classic.
Man, my pops put me on that shit, man.
Same, nigga.
And I was like, I see it. Then all the old rappers, they always put Scarface in they like top 10, top 5. Man,
what are these niggas talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, I'm like, Scarface.
I'm gonna listen.
My mind playing tricks on me.
That shit was hard.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. And you gotta think for that shit to travel back then with no social media.
That nigga was hard.
Niggas just pushing tapes.
That's
like
that's a cold ass beat.
Hell yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Nigga got the Halloween theme. I'm like, oh man.
Then he was on that song with Tupac, Smile. That be you.
For me. Just smile for me.
Nigga had that long ass trick coach looking like the Undertaker. Nigga used to scare me on that video. Boy, that video used to give me chills.
Yeah.
You turn that shit off. That's a kid. Hell no. yeah, that shit was hard. Scarface, one of them.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You know, South really just originators.
Yeah, don't get me started talking about Pimp C, man.
Yeah, Pimp C.
UGK.
That's a whole nother argument right there. Whole nother time, bro.
Hey, remember when he was going biting. Off on Atlanta niggas?
Yeah.
He said, like everybody Atlanta claiming they gangster on these songs. He said, they not even part of the South. He said, what time zone they in?
East Coast. He
said, East. Exactly. He said, they ain't even part of the South. That shit was crazy. Nigga had me thinking, hey, he was kind of right.
I mean, really, Atlanta never really claimed the South until Outkast. They was the first ones to really claim South.
Yeah.
Like, publicly, at least.
I mean,
like,
because it wasn't really no South. I mean,
yeah,
it was just like
East Coast,
niggas
West
at the bottom
Coast
type shit. Yeah. It was only East and West.
Yeah,
but now in the South been running shit for like past what 15.
They got the most
years.
Unique sound.
I say we got the most. Yeah, I guess you could say unique.
Because you got to think like Memphis, Memphis has their own sound.
Yeah, each state and fucking the South,
the South
got
their own sound. Yeah,
yeah,
like West Coast, every West Coast nigga
sounds
it's
gonna
the same.
Sound the same.
East Coast, every East Coast besides like
the DMV a little different.
Yeah,
you
a little
can kind
bit
of
different.
Tell them because they got the go-go music, that shit.
Yeah, I give DMV is different
but
from like New York.
Most
of
East
Brooklyn.
Coast nigga, I could tell because if you rapping hella grimy and shit, I'm like, oh, this is East Coast nigga.
East Coast nigga.
It sound cold.
Yeah.
Nigga talking about killing niggas. Some bricks, nigga.
Talking about killing niggas and it's cold outside.
Yeah, yeah,
he like, in the East Coast. Yeah.
You got it, bro.
That nigga close to New York, apparently.
You got it, bro. I believe you, my nigga. No caviar rap, bro.
Hey, man. We don't want no nigga. Problem, bro.
I'll
go
push
ahead.
Your way through the snow, nigga. 24.
Yeah.
Niggas be making New York sound hard as hell. I'm like, damn.
Niggas be, it's so much white outside. You think snow on the ground. Like, all right, bro. We
get
it,
bro. We get it,
bro. You sell dope, bro. Damn.
Y'all niggas in the projects, bro. We get it, bro. It's cold.
We get it. It snows over there, bro. Okay.
We get it. Butcher coming, nigga.
Boom, 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 boom.
We get it.
Y'all have shootouts with the police, bro. Okay, damn.
We can't do that in South, bro. We get hung.
They gonna find us.
They gonna sell them. The police don't play that shit. Hell nah. They gonna be happy to shoot back. Are these niggas shooting?
Oh shit, we been waiting for a fight, nigga.
Hell yeah.
East Coast police don't even having guns most of the time. Like,
yeah, police be still trying to fight niggas down there. Yeah,
they be having them liberal rules and hell shit.
Yeah. Nah, come to the red states. That's the real trickiest, goddamn it.
You can win a gunfight over here. You somebody.
Yeah. Everybody strapped down here. It's the Wild Wild West, low-key.
So I'm saying, niggas be talking about Chicago. I'm like, all right, fuck with the Louisiana niggas. Niggas ain't wanna acknowledge that shit. When Chicago's biggest hitters went down.
Yeah, South crazy, man. Them red states, man, different.
Yeah, man. Red states hit different. Them gun laws, boy. You see why these niggas want their guns. Come real take it from us.
Real GTA lobby, nigga.
Niggas say, come take this gun, nigga.
No permit. Go buy the gun.
Shit. You remember Obama was talking that yin yang. We gonna limit guns. All right.
Fuck no. I'll tell you, bro. In the future, I wouldn't be surprised if Texas say they gonna secede from the U.S., bro. On some shit.
I mean, they really the only state that can.
Yeah, they got their own power grid. That shit crazy. When nigga had a winter storm, nigga said, oh yeah, Texas got their own power grid. What? I didn't even know that shit.
Texas is literally the only state that could become its own country.
Just imagine if we seceded, bro, from the U.S. That should be wild.
Shit, nigga, that would be a hub. We would be a hub. Like, literally, niggas are just, we in a different country, nigga. We in Texas, nigga. You thought the traffic was bad then, nigga. What? We are our own country. Niggas gonna start doing crimes, hitting Texas. Nah, we ain't hit that hoe. We hit that hoe in the U.S. We in Texas now.
Nigga build a wall around Texas.
The Republic of Texas.
We ain't from the U.S., bro. We from Texas.
That's ugly. You American. You American. I'm Texan. It's a difference.
Right, I know you see that big ass star, bro. We like that. Yeah. No support. Hell no. On our own, nigga.
By ourselves, nigga.
Nah, that shit be crazy. Man, the White House is sending army down here so quick.
Wait, what? Shit. Fuck around. We got fuck Mexico around. Fucking with us too. Shit. Have a war in that bitch.
Nah, that'd be crazy, man.
That'd be insane.
Nigga Joe sending some troops down here. We gonna fuck around and get drafted to the Texas Army. Y'all wouldn't be texting so bad. Go ahead and wrap that shit, dude.
Shit, I am gone. I ain't
gonna. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and sneak across that border and Texas border.
Hit that Louisiana real quick.
Nah, fine, bro. Yeah, Texas. Wow,
you got that dual citizenship.
They go get deported back to Texas.
That hoe be reckless, bruh.
Nah, definitely.
Like, man, Texas already wild.
I don't know what's going to happen with the U.S., bro, with the politics and shit, bro. Isn't next year the election year?
Yeah, 2024. Interesting times we living in, man.
Revenge of Trump.
You got senators not being able to talk.
Man, that nigga froze again, bro.
Again, bro. Get that nigga out the office, bro. Man, I'm tired of this shit, bro.
I think we had the conversation, bro, before. I think there should be an age limit, a politician, bro. 65, the limit, bro. Cut off.
That's too old. I ain't gonna cut.
Yes, bro.
60. I'm saying 60.
Nah,
man.
It could be some good 60. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's some good 60. It's a good 60. You can be elected at 60.
I ain't gonna diss the whole 60.
You can be elected at 60, but you 65 just 65, getting elected?
Nah.
You ain't getting elected at no 65, dead, bro. That's
it. If you look at American history, all the great presidents have been between 40 and 50. Well, 40 and 60.
What makes a great president?
What makes a great president to me?
Yeah.
If it benefits
that complexion.
It benefits all American people. That's the right answer.
Benefits us as a whole.
Yes. And we just mind our business. We ain't getting no shit. Economy good.
I don't know. Low key, I feel like the best presidents were like those like sneaky sneaky presidents. You don't hear much about them. They got their years in.
I like my
out.
Presidents.
Yeah, I don't like them like big name presidents because they always got some skeletons in their closets.
Bro, we only have four presidents. Like, to you in your lifetime, who the best president
that I had to deal with? Shit, Obama. Ain't no other answer to that one.
I want to say same.
That was the only president I really elected for. Like,
low key.
Yeah, I was in that booth that day, nigga. Yes, sir. You know what we doing. Obama.
I think about the Boondocks episode. Nah, shout out Obama, man.
That was that man.
I, think, know, I don't even think I could vote for Obama.
I don't think we could. Yeah. We was like 5th or 6th grade.
Yeah, because he got elected in 2008. I remember that shit.
Yeah, 2008 and then 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah, we wasn't old.
Yeah, my first election was trash. Nigga had to vote between goddamn Trump and
Hillary.
Hillary. I was like, damn, I'm waiting all this year for this shit.
That shit was so lame.
What was he saying? This shit ain't all that. Boo.
I'm telling you, bro.
Man, Hillary got cheated.
Hey, facts. They cheated that girl, bro. They was like, nah, we ain't about to have no woman president.
Yeah.
Especially after just having a black president.
Yeah. Too early, too early.
Too early, too early. We, you know, we want our people to love us, but...
We ain't that.
We don't care about y'all that much.
Yeah, them boomers ain't died yet. Nigga say, hell no, not in my lifetime. You fucking crazy. A black person and a woman running the goddamn country back to back? Fuck
bro,
no.
I'm telling you. Just like earlier we was talking about, like, niggas is hitting that, what about when she has her period? Like, what?
That's fucking crazy,
the
bro.
The president can't have maternity leave? Like,
nah, niggas
talking?
Was talking crazy. Now I'm glad hey, you brought bro. That shit up.
They nigga was going talking, stupid.
Nigga like, was talking about, what about her leaked email? I'm like, what emails?
Nigga's worried about emails.
Hell yeah. Black people don't know what's going on.
Who cares?
Nigga had a reality star and a first woman president. That's fucking crazy.
Nah, it is some, she do have some.
Yeah, she do. But some, I feel like all presidents got some like.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I like the ones that like the beef don't come out. I'm like, nah, he did it the right way. You know, like he had the whole country thinking this nigga was innocent.
Who?
You don't even know their names. Like, why
people
like, love
LBJ?
Oh yeah, my great aunt. He did. My great aunt loves LBJ. I'm like, what did this nigga do to make you love this man so much?
I don't know
like,
what he did. I just know he in Austin got a library.
Hey,
got a school.
He was just there. He was just good
I
times.
I think he from Texas. I want to think.
Probably.
Yeah.
Lyndon B. Johnson? That sounds like a Texan name.
Yeah. Good old Texas boy.
That sounds like a Texas
Teddy
name.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, they love Teddy
they
too.
Love Teddy. He
Teddy got
like,
him through the
like
Great Depression.
Years.
Huh?
Yeah, he got about 12 years.
Was that Teddy? Yeah, that was Teddy that got boys through the Great Depression.
Yeah, he got elected, what, 3 times?
Yep. Only one. They didn't even let George Washington do that.
Tell you what, they let Obama do it. I bet he win.
Hey, facts. But they wasn't going to allow that.
Nah.
Black man, 12 years? That's insane. That's too much time.
Nah, nigga, official president,
that's
bro.
Too much time, bro.
Gonna start naming that nigga the king? Nah, let the nigga keep running shit, bro. He doing a great job. Great face of the U.S., telling bro. You.
I feel like... I honestly, I say LBJ low key because he was like I think he was what president in the 60s, 70s.
I think,
yeah, that was like the most like
it's a lot of president that we don't talk about, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Did Lyndon B. Johnson was he the one that got
Nixon?
Was Nixon in office when MLK got assassinated? It was one of them niggas.
I don't know, man.
I don't trust the other one.
Nah, it's the other one.
What's oh, Ronald Reagan?
Yeah, that's nigga. That's the white devil.
Yeah.
We don't like him.
Don't say that too loud now.
Right, they know they
like
did.
The Boondocks say.
You're right. we know what he did.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, man.
Same. Yeah.
That crack shit, man.
Yeah.
That shit crazy.
That shit is insane. They got an agenda.
Why are we talking about politics? Dude, what do you think is going to be like the next president? Is it going to be like a Another race.
Hey, you know what's crazy? I was on MSNBC the other day, and I seen like a Mediterranean like trying to be president. Now, he was putting his case, be like 2024 president.
Nah, respectfully, they can't let that shit happen. I'd be cool with it. I mean, me personally, I'd be cool with it, man.
I don't know, man.
They ain't gonna let that shit happen.
Yeah, I don't know if that's gonna slide, bro. I don't know if that's gonna slide. Yeah. Honestly, I say, like, who gonna be president? I don't know. I don't know, man.
What other race you think? I think a Hispanic.
A Hispanic has a closer chance.
I think it,
you know, it's always gonna be white man first.
Definitely.
Then we can arguably say the black man, because it's happened. You get me? So arguably the black man.
Now I want a real, you know.
Yeah. Black. Then I say the white woman would be like third.
Nah, they ain't gonna let the black woman.
Not black woman, white woman.
Oh, white woman.
Yeah, I feel like a white woman could be like third. She could possibly get that. And then I say like the Mexican man. Because if you allow an Hispanic man, like, you know, them borders gonna open up. Hey. Hey, them borders opening up. What was he talking about? You know how he was saying like, oh, Michael Jordan. Nah, they gonna say that president name after that. I'm telling you. South Americans, Central Americans, they gonna be hitting them tunnels, hitting them El Chapo tunnels type shit. Niggas just gonna be start popping up like, nigga, when you get here?
Nah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I'm telling you.
Man, we'll go ahead and switch topic, man. I see what you got.
You asked me.
That's the wrong question for the opener, man.
Let's get into the intro.
Yes, sir. Welcome to another episode of Cozy Couch with your host, Kevin Dev. Appreciate y'all for tuning in for another episode. We got a good one for y'all today.
Yep. Go ahead and hit that like, share, subscribe button. You feel me?
Yep.
Get them comments up, man.
Definitely.
We're trying to get to 1,000 subscribers, man. Help us reach that goal. Shit, just turn up. We might give y'all pride. Y'all might get something. Y'all get us to 1,000 subscribers. Y'all might get some.
Yes, sir. Y'all get us to 1,000, bro. We're going to do a prize, a giveaway.
Help us reach that goal. We going to reward y'all. We going to reward y'all. Fuck with y'all. Y'all fuck with us. Feel me?
Definitely tune in, man. But, man, we got a whole bunch of new music that came out. Well, yeah.
It's actually been a good little... It hasn't been too quiet, but it's been like them little subtle. They trying to get it in while, you know, like before Drake dropped. But it's like, all right, Trav been on the charts for a month now. Yeah, so it's like, all right, it's going to die down a little bit. Feel me? So, shit, go ahead and slide in before Drake drop his shit.
Yeah, the big dogs, you know, they kind of chill. You know, we had Uzi in July.
Yeah.
And then we had Trav in August this month. And then next month, hopefully, we get a Drake.
Yeah.
But we're going to get back into that, man. Yeah. Talk about what's the best album that dropped this August.
Yeah.
Pretty sure we're going to say Utopia, but.
It is. I mean, undoubtedly.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly. Probably. I mean, to be fair.
Yeah, too fair.
To be fair.
Burna Boy drop. Yeah.
That African giant.
Oh, God. Come on, man. Fucking with it?
Yeah. Yeah, I rock with Burna Boy though. Like he's really the artist that put me on like
Afro beats.
Same, like same. I mean, like, he for sure turned me on that though. Like,
yeah.
Like, I was like, okay, I can rock with this. Cause you know, like, I feel like the main part of Afro beats that is hard to get past is a lot of times you don't know what they're saying. So like
I still don't know what they say. They just sound good.
Yeah, it just sounds, they choose some great beats, but it's like, damn, like, what are they saying? You know, like, and you know, people want to sing with the song type shit. So you don't want to just be saying some random shit. But Burna Boy is one that he mixes American with the Afro beats. So you don't know entirely everything he's saying. But he also giving his, you know, history of where you from. And like, hey, bro, like, you know, like as a black man, this is where you come from type shit. Nah, more power to the people with that, bro.
Yeah.
definitely fucking with the album. He had a J. Cole feature. That shit was hard. He had Dave on there, a little UK collab. That shit was hard.
Yeah.
Overall, I fuck with the album. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That shit, you got to hear that show in the club. You know what I'm saying?
You got to hit one of them Afro clubs.
Yeah. Kind of like what we did night. South by Southwest.
Ooh. He popping out the South by?
I don't know, but you remember when we went to the Afro beat?
Yeah. That one was dope. That one was smooth. Man, that was smooth. Yeah.
Yep. Definitely got to hear that. But overall, I fuck with it. who else dropped? Uwe Sauce.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, a lot to say about that. What'd you think about the album?
I'll rock with it. You know, he a hometown hero. So, I mean, like, I'm always, you know, give him his credit. Just because, like we was talking about earlier, bro, like, he just been in the game for a minute now. Like, he's having, like, a future-type career where he has, like, a pre-existing career, Sauce Twins and shit, you know, like, okay. And then he created a name for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he really don't drop. He doesn't drop bad music. Like, he is pretty consistent with his music. He's very diverse. Mm-hmm. He can go East Coast, West Coast. He can stick to the South. Like, I feel like he's just a top tier rapper right now. And he really don't get a lot of credit. But I mean, people are starting to come around now. You know, like, oh, okay. You know, now that it's cool to be a fan of Sauce Walker now. So it's like, you know, niggas tried to blackball him at first, but
if you're from the South, well, really Texas, you know Sauce, man. You know Sauce back in 2014. Like, he was saying Sauce way before
Drip, Sauce,
everything. You know, that's the whole lingo. You know what I'm saying? So we all know he should have been bigger than what he is. What he is right now, he could have been that back in 2015.
Yeah, 2014. And that's the thing. Like, people was biting his style, like. Like you say, 2014, 2015, like, bro, like.
He started all that.
All this Drip, Sauce, Ooey, Splash, all that, bro. Like, he literally came on the scene doing that shit. People was biting his whole style.
And he had the dance moves.
Come on, bro. Like.
Yeah, no, if you know, you know.
Biting his whole style, not giving him no credit. It's like, all right, bro, like. We you know, Texas know who the originator of it was. You know, like. But, yeah, it's going to come full circle when they look back and see, like, oh, this nigga was doing this shit way back in 2012, mm-hmm. you know, 2013, this nigga was doing this shit. When he was dropping them Sorry for the Waits mixtapes, like.
Man.
Like.
Back when Sorry for the Sauce? Twins.
Sorry for the Sauce? Come on, bruh. Like, that man been on that. Been on it.
Back when he was known as the Sauce Twins.
Facts.
Man.
Facts.
Nigga don't know about that. Right, way before the peso, man.
Yeah, like, he putting people on now. Like, that's how far he's gone, you know? Like, now he's putting other people on. He got his own label, TSF.
They've been in the game for a minute.
And it's crazy hearing rappers, like, say Drip, Splash, you know, like, Sauce. I'm like, what you know about Sauce, bro? Like, come on, bro. Like, you ain't even go shout out the creator of it, but you're gonna use that shit. Like, he wasn't getting no credit for that shit.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
Then he was beefing with Drake. Everybody said it was a bad business move, but it's like, nigga, that nigga know what he was talking about. Like,
nah, that's still a bad business move. You had the Drake care package for too legit to quit, and you fucked it up.
I don't think that was a bad move in terms of, like, in terms of business on the music side, yeah, like, all right, bro, you got to know the music industry and how it works.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of, like, pride and, like, come on, bro, like, you can't just. He's actually from the city. Drake just shows love to the city. So it's like, come on, like, who y'all really vouching for right now, you know, type shit. Because Drake was biting.
It was a win-win for both of them, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, but it worked out for Sauce, man. Yeah. He's still relevant later on without the Drake care package.
Yep.
I'm still glad that his career is still, you know, going up.
Mm-hmm.
But me personally, I thought the album was that was a freaky ass album. They're like, that nigga was horned out. This nigga made an OnlyFans album. Like,
yeah,
that's what the album made for.
Yeah,
if you pimping and you got an OnlyFans.
Yeah,
it's a free, it's a few, you know, gems on there, but
yeah,
overall,
out for sure.
Not his best tape.
Yeah, it's not, it's not, it's not. Probably, but you got to think, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's at a different part in his career now. Like, he's not dropping the same type of shit he was dropping back in 15, 16, like, yeah, where he's just like, you know, like, of course, he's still talking about his pimping shit, but it's like, now he's more on the older side of it. So it's like, it's a little slower. It's a little, like you said, it was a little freaked out. Like, all right, bro. Like,
hell yeah. Relax, I tried to listen to it all the way through. I heard the first six songs. Like, all right. I see what sauce on, bro. This ain't an album for me. This for, you know, the females,
yeah,
OnlyFans, girls, niggas that pimping on Bissonnette. It was that damn album about, man. But, you know, I like the ghetto gossip.
Yeah, gospel. Ghetto gospel is, yeah, classic.
Yeah, shit like that.
Yeah.
When Sauce were rapping on Sauce sample beats.
Yeah.
But overall, good job, Sauce. That's
all he just, I feel like this one was just, you know, drop some work. He can't be out the game too long, you know. And it, like you say, it's just one of the ones that's for the females. Not every artist is gonna have, like, I feel like that's where a lot of artists mess up. Is times like this. So, like, that's what makes the difference between a good artist and a great artist. And a great artist from, like, the best, you know, yeah, top. Like, it's, like, how they can make project to project that relates, resonates, and is still authentic to yourself. Like, that is the hardest thing of music, you know? Like, not everybody can do that.
That's what I like about Sauce. I mean, he basically, to a certain point, doing the same thing as Drake. Like, he got an album for it. Like, every different, like, scenario or what type of music you like. Like, if you like the Yeet sound, he got an album for that.
Mm-hmm.
If you like the sample beats, he got a whole album for that. He got this freaky-ass album.
Yeah.
For the, you know, the women, you know what, yep, I'm saying?
Yep, thanks.
Because he got some trenches shit, some drill shit. You know, the New York drill shit he dropped. And then mm-hmm. he dropped, I want to say he dropped the R&B album, too. When he kept dropping, remember when Sauce was dropping like an album almost every week?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like during the pandemic. Yeah, yeah. I want to say he got a R&B album too. And he got a Chop and Screw album too.
Yeah.
So this nigga got an album. For his everything. Range is crazy.
Honestly. Yeah. Yeah.
Good artist.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. He yeah. knows what he's doing. I just, you know, I was just happy to see him dropping. I agree with you, though. Like, this one wasn't for me, per se. Like, I mean, I already got the projects. That's for me. Like, you know, type exactly. shit. So, it's like, all right. I see you just trying to create a wider audience and fan base. So, that's cool. That's cool. It's understandable. Not everything gonna resonate with you, you know, type shit. Yeah. He dropped a few good hits in there that's still, like, okay. He still, you know, got his foundational fan base on this hoe. It's just like he's trying to reach a wider audience, so he gotta drop for yeah. other people, you know.
Definitely, because that's the only way you're gonna grow, you know, show you got range.
Yep.
But overall, that's, fuck with it.
Yeah.
Now we at the end of the month.
Yeah,
for the month August, for all the new music, what you get August, like a grade?
Because it's Travis on that hoe, it's an A+. Like, we got arguably probably the greatest album of the past 2023, 2022.
That was a great ass album. I'm still jamming it.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's arguably, to me, it's arguably the best album
this year
out of this year and last year. If you put it with Kendrick's album, oh. put it with Drake's album of last year, because, I mean, that's all we can go off of. It's, I mean, it's doing those type of numbers already, but just in terms of, like, how good the album is, to me, personally, you know, I'm not saying, like, oh, this is the greatest album ever and shit like that, but, like, to me, that it's competing with it already.
That's a big-ass statement, bro, because I'm thinking last year had some fire.
Yeah.
I mean, you had Kendrick Lamar album, Future album drop. That shit was fire. Drake gave us two albums. Nevermind. Well, it's better than that. Her Loss.
It's competing with. Yeah. It's competing with
Metro Boomin album.
Yeah. Yeah. Because to me, I feel like Metro Boomin really dropped the best. He had the best year last year. We're keeping it a stack in terms of music.
I agree.
Like he was on everything.
I enjoy his album.
More than any artist. Like, I mean, I enjoyed it more than the Kendricks. I enjoyed it more than both of Drake's. Like, I enjoyed it more than Future's. Not fuck with Future. Like, it's just.
I agree.
It's just Metro had a year. Like, that nigga was on that. He was on mute. Like, any type of anything. Like. He was running last year.
Yeah, that honestly. Was a great ass album.
But I give credit where credit's due. Like the trajectory that Travis is on is crazy right now. Like
he in the top five rappers.
Yeah.
He top five rappers right now.
Yeah.
He might be the third one. You can argue with him and J. Cole.
You got J. Cole in your top three?
Respectfully. Right now, he probably number four. I think I got Trav over him. So we got Drake, Kendrick, Trav right now, I fuck with J. Cole, me personally.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm not saying he's not top five at all. Like,
yeah. Even though his replay value is not as good as all three of those people,
I feel like his replay value depends on
your mood.
Yeah.
There ain't no shit that you can just hop in your car.
But I feel the same way about Kendrick, honestly. Like, I have to be, like, I can't just, like, I feel like.
Some albums.
Yeah, the same, like, I can listen to J. Cole or Kendrick at any time, but when I listen to their music, I'm in a certain mood.
Exactly.
Like I can put on, like, a Kendrick album and be like, this hoe is great, but I'm not. This isn't the vibe for right now. Like
you're not about to put on Kendrick if you go into a club.
Yeah, like I'm trying to get lit right now, bro. Like this nigga is talking to my self-conscious. Like
you can't put J. Cole on while you're
yeah,
going to
J.
the
Cole
club.
Telling me like I need to stop partying and I'm at a party right
now.
You'll
be scaring the hoes.
So this ain't the spot for this, you know, but it's still great music. Like that nigga's still spitting on that hoe. Like
yeah.
And that's what makes it like crazy is cause like I'll be in a room full of hoes or whatever, and it's like, this nigga's telling me about this exact moment that I don't need to be in.
You listening to Lights, Please? Like, damn, this nigga. Man. Shut up, J. Cole.
Bang, like.
Turn this shit off.
Quit trying to be smart and shit, nigga. I want to hear that. I want to hear that right now.
I know I'm making a bad decision, nigga.
Yeah, you know, like, sometimes I need to hear Drake told me, it's okay. It's okay to be like that, bro. Like, we all
are in
our future. Like, it's okay to be toxic. All right, bet. That's exactly what I need to hear.
J. Cole, you be like, damn. All right, bro.
J. Cole, he, like, reads you. He's like, nigga, that's toxic. Like, you need to do better for yourself. Like, nigga, I know I need to be better. Shut up, bro. I know I need to be better.
You should be here. Get your life together. Go back home. Fuck you. Nah, for real. But I think Trap has J. Cole. He definitely the newest. I would say he number one for the new rappers.
Like new age. He's for sure the leader of that
pack.
Yeah,
he the leader.
Leader of that pack.
Yeah,
for sure.
He definitely.
Like he's the next. He's that next one up.
Yeah, he should be carrying the torch.
Yeah. And he's doing those type of numbers too, though. Like doing those type of numbers. He has that type of fan base.
Yeah, he got a crazy fan base. Stay loyal.
Yeah, and he
made great.
He delivers every project. Like it's only a select few people that you could say they don't have a bad project, bro. Like even the best of the best have a few bad, like a few misses. Like this nigga don't have like. As far as a project goes, he doesn't have a bad project. Like,
nah, he elite, man. What is he, 4 for 4? 5 for 5?
What we starting at? Days Before?
That's a mixtape, but yeah. I kind of so that Rodeo. Album. That's what really put me on that nigga.
Days Before is like, ain't crazy. I, honestly, I didn't even, I skimmed through Pharrell
I heard a few songs, you know.
And it's just like, I'm not a fan of
I wasn't.
And then I heard Days Before. Yeah, Days Before. Oh, I was like, this nigga on one. Yeah. This the same nigga? This the same Travis?
I was like, okay, I see the vision. Yeah, like, yeah, he liked that. Like,
I thought it was one of them Donald Glover moments. It's Donald, it's two Travis Scotts on this bitch or something. Like,
I heard that Cortana part two. I said, nigga, what? What is this? Who is he? What rodeo is this? What are you talking about?
That and Gray, boy. Yeah, I was like, oh man.
Yeah, Gray. Gray was hard. And then drugs you should try.
I'm telling
nigga,
you,
have you floating up? Nigga, not from here. That nigga from Houston. Up. I'm like, you sure you from Texas? Nigga don't sound like a Texas rapper.
Yeah.
Like, this nigga different.
For real.
Nigga start telling you stories. This nigga went to UTSA. What?
This nigga's a local?
I ain't never seen this nigga before. You sure?
Nigga
asking around. But yeah, and then he dropped Rodeo. Good album.
Yep. Then Birds.
Birds. The only album I didn't like, which I don't count, is that Cactus Honcho Cactus Jack.
Yeah. With him and Quavo?
Yeah, only because I'm not the biggest Quavo fan.
Yeah. I don't count it because it's just I like the beats on that hoe, but I was just like,
I like the beats too.
They did this for money, bro. Like, I could just sense, like, when they first, even when they first dropped, I'm like, they did this straight for a bag. Exactly. Like, there was nothing else attached to this shit.
Yeah.
Just like, you could hear it in the music. Like, bro, they don't even care. Like, they just did this shit because Quavo was the face of the Migos and the Migos were on every fucking thing that year. And
that's after they drop Culture One.
So
it was like the top of the fucking food chain.
They was on everything, bro.
And then like, Travis still was on the upcon.
And I was like, Horizon. That's exactly why they did this shit. Cause it was just like
the beats were perfect.
Yeah,
like,
the beats were
modern
crazy.
Slavery, that shit was hard. It just I didn't want to hear that much of Quavo. Like if it was just Trav part was smooth, but Quavo part, I'm like, all right, he using the same auto tune, Trav. All right.
Exactly, and that's the thing. It's like, bro, it's not even. It don't even go together. Like,
I need to
re-listen
to that album, see if it aged well.
The beats do.
I know the beats do.
Yeah,
when I have my phone on shuffle, I hear the beat, and then I turn that shit on.
And I feel like if they would have dropped an instrumental, like an instrumental album to that, like how they do, like you know, sometimes they'll like drop the album, then they drop
like
the
Future,
instrumental. Drop the instrumentals to every song on that. Like, I'll go stupid.
But it's hard to rap on trap beats.
It is, but
like they ain't no regular like trap beats. Like that's one of them like Kanye West beats. Like you gonna have to sit down and write your lyrics type shit. Like you ain't gonna be in that whole freestyling on that.
Yeah, that's what I miss. I hate Wayne was in his he was in his lawsuit period during that time.
Yeah, they robbed us.
Yeah.
They robbed us for like 3 years. Then Young Thug came with this Barter 6. I remember I didn't like Thug when he came out. I heard Barter 6, it changed my life. You know what, Wayne,
honestly,
you my dog.
I didn't rock with Thug when he first came out neither, though. When he first said he was going to drop the Barter 6, I'm like, who is this nigga, bro? Like,
nah, I was fucking with Thug like 2014 when he dropped that hookah song with Tyga.
Oh, Pass Me the Hookah?
Yeah, that shit was hard. I'm a rich that plug, was Tyga's
song. That was when I was still rocking with Tyga, honestly. I was like,
man, nigga don't know about T-Raw.
Tyga putting this nigga Young Thug on, bro.
A lot
like,
of people be dissing Tyga, bro.
Tyga's a staple in the
West. If you know music, you know the Well Done tape.
Hey, what?
Classic tapes.
Well Done, Well Done Too?
Yes.
That's all you need to hear from Tyga. Man. That's all you need to hear, bro. Snapbacks it's back? Come on, bro. Him and he brought...
Nigga had me wear a snapback.
Breezy? Like,
him
come
and,
on,
Mac
bro.
Miller. That shit was hard.
Come on, bro.
That last
that boy had the Tisa. You remember the Tisa brand, bro? They wasn't locked in, bro. Niggas, if they wasn't rocking Tisa, bro, they wasn't locked in, bro. Like,
now that I'm older, I wish I could. I wish they still were popping, cause you know
them
back
Tisa
then,
hats go crazy.
Nigga, what? I was mad because you know I was a little nigga. I ain't had the money I
exactly.
had now,
I just...
and that shit was going for about 200s, and you know 200 back then was like a band. So I was mad. It was this one nigga named Mark at the school. I still remember the nigga name, bro. He had that jacket on. I said, damn, if I had a grimy ass nigga, I should have took that shit from you. I was like, I was hating. I was
should
like,
have
damn.
Robbed that.
I was like, damn, this nigga fresh. My
I'm like, got that shit on.
I'm telling you, bro. That was, bro. People be dissing Tyga, like, oh, Tyga's ass. That blah, shit blah, was blah. Cold, I'm like, hey, bro, that nigga was ahead of his time, bro.
Yeah, that clothing line was cold.
Crazy, bro. Like, the hats, the jackets.
The hoodie, everything.
That shit was a staple. Nigga.
Yeah, that shit was cold. If you know, you know. Yeah,
that was before Supreme was big. That was the one of the ones. Like, that was like, shit, that was when Wayne had dropped Truck Fit and he had dropped Tisa. I'm like, damn.
That Tisa cold.
Tisa was so crazy. I'm like, this shit is stupid. Like,
I still remember that, like, design. I was like, damn, that shit cold as fuck. And it's like such a simple design.
Eye, yeah, it had the Illuminati eye and shit. The S, and then the pyramid. Yeah, the pyramid.
Had a little Illuminati shit. I was like, damn, this shit hard.
And then he stitched it on the hat. I'm like, oh my God.
They had
a
little strap back too.
Bro,
that shit was hard.
Bro. I'm like,
man, Tiger was ahead of his time, man.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Damn, you just unlocked some memories, bro, with that
I'm
one.
I'm telling
bro.
You, bro. That's, he was one of them ones, bro.
Yeah,
Tiger needs some respect on his name, bro. Too many people be disrespecting that man, bro.
Yeah, Tiger wanted them, man. He wanted them.
Yeah.
And he's still selling now. Crazy.
I mean, he has a hit every year for some reason.
He was that fourth member, man, for why Young Money,
hey,
man.
He was that one.
He was
one.
A great role player. Now think about it, bro.
That
nigga was.
He took that back seat to Drake and Nicki. But he knew, shit, I'm Young Money. Like, don't try to.
That nigga was the perfect four, bro.
He was the perfect four, man.
That nigga
bro.
Was Tobias Harris.
That perfect four spot,
that nigga
bro.
Was the four spot, bro. That shit crazy.
He knew his role so perfectly, too. Because he never tried to do too much. Like, he wasn't like, oh, I'm going to be the best rapper ever. None of that shit. He knew his role. He was like, dang, I'm just a me. Like, I'm just Tyga, like.
Man, what? T-Raw.
You know, I'm be on the bitches. People forget this nigga had a Jenner, bro. Like, that nigga was in the Kardashian house before Kanye, bro. Like,
and he brought Blac Chyna into the scene, bro.
He made Blac Chyna relevant, bro. Like,
now think about it. He might be the first rapper to have his baby mom famous. He the blueprint.
I'm telling you, Tyga is one of the ones. Like, that's like dissing Ray J, honestly. Like, you really gonna diss Ray J?
Yeah.
And he wanted him, like, he's a pioneer. Like,
yeah, he a legend too.
Like, you can not like the dude, but come on, you can't discredit him and say he not a pioneer, bro. Like,
yeah, he a legend.
Like,
that nigga dated Whitney Houston. That nigga different, bro.
Hey, that's different, bro.
That nigga was like 19, 18, like 20, bro. That nigga is different. And his sister Brandy.
Different.
Like, come on, bro.
Your sister is Brandy, bro. Like, what do you have to do for real?
That
like,
nigga sung it hard to One Wish. Man, come on. Quit playing with that nigga Ray J, man.
First blood on the track. Before niggas was really banging bees, nigga. This nigga did that shit, and it was uncool to do that shit.
My nigga really was in the trenches.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like,
he was calling the shots.
Niggas don't want to admit that, though.
You're right, man. Mm-hmm.
Niggas got to, y'all got to get outside the box. Start looking at these underground niggas, these niggas that's like pioneers. They setting their feet forward and shit. Like, I'm telling you, bro.
It's facts.
They be hating just because, you know, like, don't get me wrong. Tyga had a short career, but it means something. Like, that career, like, bro, like, his time period was perfect for him. Like,
not everybody can, you know, have a long 10-year.
Like, not everybody can be Drake or Nicki or
Wayne. Yeah,
like,
Jay or, you know. Sometimes you need that little short career and you're going to impact the rap game,
that's
bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Mace ain't have no long-ass career, but niggas know Mace. Cameron and them didn't have no long-ass career.
But you remember it.
But you remember, like, they matter, bro, like. To be completely fair, 50 Cent didn't have a long rapping career.
Talk about it.
He was just at that top. He just hit that peak.
And they just had a Jordan, you know, moment.
Yeah, like he just had a moment. Like that nigga was just it for a moment. Like he was just it. Like you can't discredit it.
Same with Nelly.
Nelly didn't have no long career, bro.
There's a few rappers that have been in the game more than 10 years.
Ludacris didn't have no long career. That nigga just got his spot. he knew he was already a staple. Shit, I'm about to go make a bag. What are you, y'all still worried about rap? Like, that's the point.
Can rap money don't pay that much,
they
bro.
They don't, bro. That's the thing. They don't know. Rap money not like.
Like Drake said, bro, 95 of these niggas broke. And 5 exactly. Really rich.
Exactly, bro. Man. And a lot of these, they be like, oh, bro, he don't rap no more. He broke. No.
He get another bag.
Found another avenue to make some real bread. That rap was just a gateway into the industry.
Exactly.
I'm just trying to make connections. Like, shit, once I'm here, nigga, I'm off. I don't care about rap. Like, nigga, I'm just trying to get a bag.
Facts.
Fuck rap.
That shit crazy, man.
Yeah, man.
But, yeah, I definitely think Trav album's up there.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like him by himself pushed August through.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I mean.
A$AP Rocky was scared.
And that nigga got the Rihanna care package.
I don't know if he's going to drop next one. Nigga got to go get Drake.
Go get Drake.
Nigga, I heard that whole Rihanna on all them damn songs.
Hey, bro, I'm telling
you. It's going to be rough.
These niggas tucking their chains.
You can drop two, him and Metro.
Hey,
you know, it's getting close. I'm telling you. These last, we got 3 months?
What, left? September? And then after September is, what, October?
The last 4 months.
October, I think. Well, shit, he got to go against Drake and Rod Wave. I don't know if he want to go against. That's a crazy guy.
That's 150 both. Over. That's minimal.
Hey. Hey,
and you got Future in Metro.
That's what's coming next. Then you got Nicki. Oh my god,
yeah, that's November.
That nigga might not drop till next year.
Might have to hold on to December. Might
sneak, he might sneak that hell at the end of December, right before the year. Because you know, niggas don't drop that December to New Year's no more. They like, you can have that. Yeah. Shit. They already had their December tape.
Nigga would rather drop in the beginning of the year, in January. You're right.
Shit, but then by then, he's going to have to be going against J.I.D. and Metro.
Yeah, it's going to be rough.
Who knows the numbers he's going to do?
He should have did it when Quavo.
Hey, he should have dropped the same week as Quavo, for sure.
I don't even know how much, like, A$AP Rocky would sell.
Probably, what, like 80K? I think he got a big enough fan base to sell 80K.
Yeah, it should be 80. I was thinking close to 100, maybe.
He's selling 100K.
He's still headlining,
week.
Like...
But is he selling 100K first week, though? Like,
A$AP still got a lot of fans, bro.
Yeah. I know he has fans, but come on now.
I think a lot of niggas would be tuning in. If he got a Rihanna care package, I'm telling you, bro. If he got a Rihanna care package, he'd do 100K.
Yeah, if he got the Rihanna care package, he should do 100K.
Yes.
Honestly, if he sells anything less than 100K,
now, if it's another album like Testing, it's going below.
Yeah, it's going to be a 60K.
We don't need another Testing. Like, but the album called Are You Dumb?
Yeah,
I mean, that's some New York shit.
Yeah, facts. Yeah,
I ain't really fuck with the single he dropped. They've been missing, but
yeah,
I like A$AP.
I fuck with A$AP as a person.
Like, I still think he's stamped.
Yeah,
out the first mixtape.
Yeah, facts. He is. Yeah. That's why I feel like he honestly needs to step away. Like me personally, I just don't see A$AP as a rapper. I see him as a
fashion,
face. Like, he's just a person. Like, he's just a cool person in hip hop to me. Like
a Kid Cudi.
He more than Kid Cudi, I feel, cause I literally only listen to one song by Kid Cudi. I'm not gonna cap to you.
Nah, Kid Cudi got some shit.
He do, but he's
stamped too.
Yeah, me personally, just yeah, you know.
What was that one song, Day and Night?
Yeah, absolutely. That's all I need to hear. That one, and then when he was on Trav feature and they did the like remix to Day and Night.
Pursuit of Happiness?
Yeah.
That shit
hard. Pursuit of Happiness is cold too.
I'm going to put you on some Kid Cudi, man. Kid Cudi got some shit.
Good luck. That's what I'm going to say.
Let's do Man on the Moon.
I think that was the only tape I like.
Yeah, that's the only tape that everybody listened to. Yeah, now, you talk about niggas that had a short? That nigga shit is short. And they had Man on Moon 2. That's it.
Short and sweet. Get in
anything
and out.
Else?
In and out. You feel me?
I don't know about it.
But we're going to have to, you know, continue this on the next.
Yeah, next episode, man.
For sure.
And like we said in the beginning, man, we're going to do a giveaway.
Absolutely.
Get us to 1,000
subscribers. We're going to have a giveaway. Appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. Always Cozy Couch. Peace.